happy Sunday to all of you, UCF East brethren and friends. Praise God that we are able to join our spirits together in worship of Him today. Join me now as I read our call to worship passage found in Psalm chapter 104, verses 31 to 35. Psalm 104, verses 31 to 35. Let us read. May the splendor of the Lord endure. May the Lord find pleasure in the living things He has made. He looks down on earth and it shakes. He touches the mountains and they start to smolder. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God as long as I exist. May my thoughts be pleasing to Him. I will rejoice in the Lord. May sinners disappear from the earth and the wicked vanish. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, that is our heart's desire, that all our thoughts be pleasing, Lord, to You. Help us, Lord, by Your Holy Spirit, to worship You now, this morning. Help us, Lord, to give You all the glory and the praise and the honor as we sing praises and as we fellowship, Lord, in Your Word. In Christ's name we pray all these things. Amen. Let us now join our voices as we sing praises to our God. Let us join our praise team as we sing, Holy, 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 and to God be the glory. Thank you. For our announcements this morning, let me highlight two. One, flu shot clinic. To help protect ourselves from certain viruses, GCFEs has again partnered with VaxPoint Trading for the purchase of flu vaccines at a discounted price. On July 18, 2020, a Saturday, from 9 a.m. onwards in GCFEs, VaxPoint Trading will be providing medical practitioners to do the inoculation of the vaccines. Details on the vaccines and its prices can be seen in our bulletin for your reference. Kindly send a text message or private message to our ministry assistant, Joyce Rubina, at cell phone number 0922-246-1282 if you would like to avail of this service. Deadline for registration is July 14, 2020, and that will be this coming Tuesday. Second, worship services during MGCQ. The province of Rizal is still under the General Community Quarantine or GCQ, and mass gathering of people are still not allowed, even in churches. But GCF East, as early as 2 weeks ago, have been preparing for when the province of Rizal will be transitioned to the modified General Community Quarantine or MGCQ. Under MGCQ, churches are allowed to conduct services but only on a 50% capacity, meaning not all members will be able to attend worship services in our church. And for us, only 100 members or attenders will be allowed per service. If you are planning to attend either the first or second worship service here in GCFE Sanctuary during MGCQ, We would like for you to let us know so that we can reserve seats for you and your family. If you are planning to attend the first service, first worship service at 8:30 a.m., please text Joshua Rubina at cell phone number 0922-246-1282. If you are planning to attend the second service at 11 a.m., please text Con Ragma at cell phone number 0915-703-3042. Thank you. As we give our offering to the Lord today, let us be reminded of what was written in Deuteronomy 16, verse 17. Deuteronomy 16, 17 says, "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that has given you." All of us has been blessed by the Lord one way or another, and therefore have been given the ability to give back to Him. As we give our offering, let us be reminded that it is God who provides for what we are giving, and we are to give in obedience to Him and to glorify Him. And we can give our offering during this pandemic in three ways. First is through online deposit to GCF East Inc. BPI current account number 4091-0042-03. Second is through GCF East PayPal account at gcf-east.org/give/. And the third will be to visit our church and drop your offering in the offering box. Our church is open during Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you. Let us now prepare our hearts as we listen to the Word of God to be preached to us by our pastor, Pastor Erwin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our worship celebration. It's a pleasure studying God's Word with all of you. We have been looking at some choice Psalms for a number of weeks now, and I pray that it has been very helpful for you. Naging napaka-helpful po ito para sa akin, especially now that we're going through a pandemic. For the past weeks, we look at the Book of Psalms and we ask questions like, what should we remember when trouble comes? We looked at Psalm 46. Questions like, what should we do when gripped by fear? We looked at Psalm 27. We looked at Psalm 42 and 43 to know what we should do when we're dealing with depression. Again, kasi in one way or another, some of us, maybe most of us, are going through some discouragement. Some of us may be depressed. When we looked at Psalm 23, we saw five reasons not to worry if the Lord is our shepherd. Nung tinignan natin yung Psalm 13, natutunan natin anong dapat natin gawin to turn our depression into celebration. We looked at Psalm 19 and we looked at meditations of a genuine follower of God. As to why we ought to be dealing with sin immediately, Psalm 32 taught us well. When we looked at Psalm 128, we were encouraged as with the two blessings for those who fear God. In times of depression, Psalm 17 gave us four assurances. And the last time we were together, we looked at three elements of true repentance when we looked at Psalm 51. For a number of weeks, we have learned a lot from this wonderful compilation of songs. And it was a blessing indeed. As we go back to the Book of Psalms, I would like for us to look at the very first psalm in this collection of songs. But before we begin, can we go to the Lord now in prayer? Manalangin po tayo. Loving God, we thank you that we can come before you with confidence and assurance that you hear us. Lord, in the midst of this struggling and difficult times, in the midst of the pandemic, we cry out, Lord, for help. We cry out for your truth, Lord. We feel for those who are struggling, Lord. We feel for those who have lost loved ones. We feel for those who have lost their jobs because of this virus. So right now, Lord, we ask that you would guide our study. Allow the meditations of our hearts and minds and the words that would come out of my mouth be pleasing, acceptable, and glorifying to you. Teach us now, O God. Preach to our hearts. This is our prayer with much thanksgiving. In Christ's name, amen and amen. Again, mga kapatid, we are looking at the book of Psalms. And the Psalms is a collection of writings, collection of songs. Now, the arrangement of the Psalms is not chronological. Psalm chapter 1 is not placed in the beginning because it was the first Psalm to be written. No, the first Psalm to be written was Psalm 90, the Psalm of Moses. Psalm 126 was the last Psalm to be written. And in between the two, the very first and the very last, is a millennia, 1,000-year gap. Psalm chapter 1 is the first psalm, listen, because it was prioritized first because of its unique arrangement that lays the foundation, that sets the tone of the rest of the psalms that follows it. And here we are given a clear distinction, a striking, vivid contrast between the righteous and the wicked. That is, between the blessed man and the rest of men. Now, the author of this psalm has been withheld for us. And perhaps it is for the very reason that the intent of the psalmist is for us to focus on this blessed man. For even our Lord Jesus Christ, remember when he began his ministry, he began it with, "Blessed are those," in the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher ever heard. And he repeated that blessedness 9 times. And the result of that blessing caused our Lord Jesus Christ to say on the 10th repeat in Matthew 5 verse 12, "Rejoice and be glad." At saktong-saktong po yun. Because that is exactly what the Psalms communicate. The blessedness that can be found in the ways of the blessed, ways of the righteous, and the emptiness that can be found in the way of the wicked. It is the outpouring, rejoicing of gladness from the blessed man. And that begins in chapter 1. Now, as we look at this psalm, gusto kong tingnan po ninyo yung distinguished and stark contrast between the blessed man and the wicked man. And so if you have your Bibles with you, kindly turn your Bibles to Psalm chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, Bible apps, tap your way to Psalm chapter 1. And I'll be reading from the ESV version. Psalm chapter 1. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." This psalm presents to us two different portraits. Dalawang larawan. In verse 1 to 3, we are given the portrait of the righteous. In verse 4 to 6, we see the portrait of the wicked. Each of us fit in one of these two portraits. And this psalm, Psalm 1, along with other psalms, as with the rest of Scripture, tells us one important thing. There are only two ways, nothing in between. That you're either a blessed man or you're a wicked man. That there are only two choices. There is the way of the blessed and there's the way of the wicked. And so it is important that we discern which path we are on as we listen to the Word of God. Which portrait is ours? Are we blessed or are we wicked? Ngayon mga kapatid, yung unang awit, the first psalm, is very brief, very simple. In fact, a very casual reading would lead us to a very profound truth. Because we see stark contrast between two different walks of life. Yung godly at yung wicked. So therefore, as we study today, Psalm 1, there would be just two simple headings. Verse 1 to 3 is the blessed man's glory. In verse 4 to 6, we would see the wicked man's emptiness. Psalm chapter 1 talks about two people, two ways, two choices. And we would see the blessed man's glory, and we would also see the wicked man's emptiness. Let's now go to the first heading. Look at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. What do we see? The first word, blessed, is somewhat bland in the English dictionary. Parang, oh, ano yun? Because nowadays, the word blessed is so vague. Blessed is to be blessed. And somewhat downplayed in our culture. And at times, related to or limited to material possessions or favorable situations. The Hebrew term is much more descriptive, especially with its plural endings. Perhaps a workable rendering would be, oh, the happiness many times over. Hindi lang blessed ito. Oh, the happiness many times over. May I ask you, friends, do you consider yourselves blessed? Paano niyo nasabi yon? Is it because you have plenty? Is it because it is all well with you? Is it because you are healthy? Those are indeed wonderful things. But we see in Psalm chapter 1, it begins in a rather awkward thought. Look at verse 1 again. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Ano yung nakikita natin dito? What causes the abundance of happiness? Sabi natin, di ba? That blessedness is in the plural. Oh, the many times over of happiness. What caused this blessed man to be happy? What caused this man to be blessed? The world say if you have fame and fortune, then you are blessed. But how many times have we seen, how many times have we read supposedly blessed people? People who are rich and famous. People who seem to have everything. People who seem to have everything that makes one happy. What we see from them is that they jump from one relationship to another. They get involved with drugs and drinking. The vicious cycle of getting wasted and to spend a lot for fleeting and temporary pleasures. In other words, this true blessedness is not attached to the world, nor it can be given by the world. It is in fact the opposite. It is the uncompromising purity of a righteous walk with God. It is hatred or disdain for this world. The first glory of the blessed man is the disdain or hatred for this world. Let's analyze the three categories of the key terms here. Walk, counsel, wicked. Stand, path, sinners. Sit, seat, scoffers. The word picture that the psalmist wants us to have in our mind is that how easily our intentions towards righteousness can be slowed down or to be at a complete stop as we are worn away by the company we choose to keep. Ang sinasabi nung writer dito, I hope you would look at it, look at the terms, and I pray that you are observing the categories as how this is telling us of a downward spiral, of a progressive deterioration. Walk. Walk is a term that suggests a casual movement, a moving along. Reading the whole phrase, it implies the idea of one who does not imitate or go through the casual motions of wickedness. Ang sabi ng writer, ang mapapalad, ang masayang tao, hindi siya lumalakad, hindi siya umaayon. Saan? Sa counsel. The word counsel comes from the Hebrew term that means hard or firm. Sa context ng Psalm chapter 1, it talks about a firm, definite, planned direction. Consider this paraphrase. Oh, the happiness many times over of the one who does not even casually go through the motions or imitate the plan of life of those who live in ungodliness. Dito nagsimula yung writer to describe and to define what happiness is, what this blessed man is all about. Alam nung writer how easy it is for us to play and flirt with the world periodically, imitating the motions of those without Christ in the guise of for fun's sake. Biruan lang naman eh, hindi naman seryoso eh. Right? It's so easy for us, for the sake of fun and excitement, to take a plunge into the world, to laugh at where they're laughing at, to have fun as the world is having fun, to go drinking, go smoking, bar hopping, playing around with girls and pornography. Or at times, and I say this lovingly, laugh at our children's questionable actions. Seryoso po ako, may mga taong ganun. Nagsisimba at tuwang-tuwa pa, proud na proud pa, pag yung kanyang three-year-old daughter or three-year-old son nagmumura. They find it innocently cute. Or their children doing what the social media has been doing. The Psalter warns us against that. He tells us that we will be abundantly happier, mas masaya tayo many times over, if we steer clear of anything that could give the erosion, listen, of spiritual compromise a head start. May tanong po ako, are you moving along that direction? Are you playing with the wicked? The Hebrew word for stand has the idea of coming and taking one stand. The word path comes from the meaning marked out path, a certain and a precise way of life. Napansin niyo yung deterioration? Napansin niyo yung progressive downward spiral toward being more involved in the sinful life? Yung isang casual passerby slows down, and before you know it, he now takes a stand. The writer says, blessed are those who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of the wicked. On the other hand, by taking a firm stand for righteousness, for Christ, for God, for Scripture, we will see later, we would see this blessed man likened to a tree, firmly planted by streams of water. The next word in this wonderful first verse is the word sit. This suggests a permanent settling down. Nagsimula sa paglakad, tumayo, ngayon nakaupo. It started with walking and standing. Now he's sitting down. He's abiding. He's permanently dwelling. It is made even clearer by the use of the word seat. That means habitation. That means residence. Huwag niyong i-miss yun, mga kapatid. The way of life is in the sphere of the scoffers. Yung mga taong walang pagpapahalaga sa mga bagay na maka-Diyos. Those who do not have high regard for the sacred. Can you see the picture in the writer's mind? The downward spiral. The downward spiral. Sabi ng writer, blessed are those who do not do this, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, It talks about belief system of the world. The writer is implying we should refuse worldly thinking. Otherwise, we would be slowly cast away to their direction. Then belief moves to behavior, nor stands in the way of sinners. Then he moves to sitting down with scoffers. Again, friends, do you see the spiritual erosion here? This blessed man guards his mind, guards his path, guards the company around him. We shall be happy many times over if we maintain a pure walk, free from even the slightest flirtation. Huwag tayong makipaglaro. Flirtation with evil. If we begin to walk in the counsel of the wicked, it's so easy to slip slowly in the habitation of the scoffers. Tatlong illustration ang naiisip ko sa Bible. Dalawa sa kanila flirted with evil, then fell. But the other one refused to even begin to walk in the counsel of the wicked. The first two men are Samson and Lot. And the third one is Joseph. Si Samson, we know Samson, di ba? A strong man. But we know that Samson is a strong man who gave in to the lust in his heart. I think Proverbs 5:20-23 best describes what happened to Samson. Proverbs 5:20-23. Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman, and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of his sin. He dies for lack of discipline, and because of his great folly, he is led astray. Samson was foolish to be flirting with the wicked. We know Lot. Si Lot ay pamangkin ni Abraham. With Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 in mind, anong nakita natin sa Genesis 13? To those of you who have studied Genesis with us, we know that Genesis 13 was the chapter wherein mag-apart ng ways si Abraham at si Lot. Listen to verse 11 of Genesis 13. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abraham settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Ring a bell? Verse 13, now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. We see Lot walking in the way of the ungodly. He came and took his stand among the sinners. That's why we see him in chapter 19 of Genesis, verse 1. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed before himself with his face to the earth. He now lived among them and is dwelling in the seat of scoffers. We saw the foolishness of Samson. We saw the foolishness of Lot. Gaano kaiba si Joseph? He refused to allow the daily grind of compromise to take its toll, even though Potiphar's wife continued to make sensual advances, sensual moves. Basahin yung Genesis 39. You would see that. The man literally ran away from Potiphar's wife. Nakakatuwang isipin, mga kapatid, as you look at Scripture, especially New Testament, when we see sexual sins sa New Testament, we would often find the word flee. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 assures us, we will be happy many times over if we check the first signals of compromise. The compromise with evil. Happiness is maintaining unblemished moral purity. Tanungin ko po kayo, do you have that conviction? Are you this blessed man who understands that though he is in the world, he is not of the world? Reviewin natin. Ano na bang buwan ngayon? July? 7 months na nakakalipas, how was your walk in the first 7 months of this year? How was your manner of life changed compared to last year? Is your walk more pleasing to God? Or maybe it's less pleasing? Consider your willingness to make a stand, even though it is a very unpopular stand. Can you be firm? Sa office? Sa school? Sa barkada mo? Can you make a stand for Christ? Have you taken a comfortable seat among those who do not value the Word of God? Friends, true blessedness and the glory of this blessed man is found in his hatred, in his disdain for the world. Because we know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Ang dalangin ng puso ko, we can identify with this blessed man. Now, as the song progresses, not only does this blessed man hates or dislikes the world, but he also delights in the Word. Tignan niyo yung verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. The word but is showing us contrast. In contrast to compromise and flirting with evil, in contrast to spiritual erosion, the godly believer occupies himself with God's Word. Bakit na-mention ng writer dito yung salita ng Diyos, the law of God? Because in order to change our path of living, we need an absolute standard. Saan mo kukunin yun? Sa isipan mo? Sa kaibigan mo? Sa nanay mo? No, we cannot get absolute truth from elsewhere, but the Word of God. God's Word gives us clear direction. God's Word gives us a sense of direction. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to what? Your Word. So it is through God's Word that one is kept pure. Are you living a pure life? Are you this blessed man? You need to understand, friends, an impure life means a life divorced from God's Word. Are you even reading your Bibles? Are you studying it? Are you memorizing it? Let's learn from this blessed man who delights in the law of the Lord. And makit natin, he is no longer having fun with the world. The world is no longer his friend. It is no longer the fun of the world that he calls fun. In contrast to verse 1, we can say that the blessed man walks in a manner according to God's Word, stands firm and upholds God's truth, and have found his abode, his seat, his residence in God's law. You see, this blessed man runs to and embraces the Word of God. Ikaw ba yon? It is where he finds true joy and meaning. How about you? Where do you find your joy and meaning? Is it in God's Word? This blessed man's delight is in God's Word. Notice as well that the word delight is in the present tense. Hindi lang to tuwing Sunday, hindi lang tuwing midweek. It is a continual delighting. May I ask you, does the Word of God excite you? Or pag nagbukas ka ba ng devotion natin, or as you join us in the midweek service, are you burdened by the Word of God? Sasabihin ba, salita, Bible na naman. Where will we get our teaching from? Verse 2 says that this blessed man delights in the law of the Lord. In fact, he meditates on the law of God day and night. The psalmist claims that the godly person delights in the Lord, the Lord's Word. Hindi burden, hindi interruption para sa buhay niya, hindi istorbo ang salita ng Diyos para sa kanya. But rather, day and night, he meditates on it. May picture to mga kapatid ng savoring God's Word. Ninanamnam ang bawat salita ng Diyos. Parang kumain ka ng paborito mong pagkain na kahit tapos ka na kumain, it has an aftertaste and you enjoy it. That is what we see here. Na parang kahit tapos ka ng kumain, ninanamnam mo pa rin, ini-enjoy mo pa rin. Meditate. When? Again, day and night. This is a picture of letting all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. And this is pointing us to the centrality and primacy of Scripture sa buhay ng isang mananampataya, sa buhay ng isang blessed man. John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth. Friends, with regards to the glory of the blessed man, nakita natin, he disdains, he dislikes, he hates the world. We saw that in verse 1. We saw in verse 2 that he delights in God's word. Verse 3 tells us about the fruitfulness of this blessed life. So verse 1, ng Psalm chapter 1, we were given a promise of happiness. Verse 2 provides the means for experiencing it through God's word. And verse 3 declares the end result. Look at verse 3. He is like, there's a word picture there. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Nakaka-impress mga kapatid. What we see here is that this blessed man will be something rather than doing something. He will be like a tree. As a result in his delighting and meditating on God's word without any fanfare, walang palabok, walang bola, right? We would see that this blessed man will be likened into a tree. In what manner? He would be planted. Sabi nga planted, that pictures a stable, fortified, solid, and strong person. Fruitful, meaning productive siya, natural na nagpuproduce siya, he is growing, he is blooming, unwithered, hindi nalalanta, even during days of difficulties, even during this pandemic. Yes, he would get sad, yes, he would be concerned, but he would not be shaken by it. The tree-like soul is unwithered, undaunted. He will be prosperous. Hindi ito sinasabi na prosperity gospel. It talks about fulfilling the goals that God has designed for you, that God has set for you. Now, how is this stable, fruitful, resilient, and prosperous life looks like? In the context of Psalm chapter 1, look at verse 1. The blessing there is separation from evil. Separation from evil. He avoids evil men. He avoids the evil schemes and evil influences. With regards to verse 2, the blessing there is he would have the wisdom of God. He would be wise to know God's ways, God's designs, God's purposes. He would know what pleases God, what God hates. He would be confident and secured in hard times because he has God's word. He would be humble and grounded in plenty. He knows how to rejoice in suffering. But even in suffering, he is able to be like his Savior, satisfied with heavenly things. The stable life is marked like a tree, firm. Hindi nag-vacillate, hindi pabago-bago ng isip. Hindi pwedeng dalhin ng maling aral, dalhin ng maling turo. Dalhin ng masakit na pangyayari sa buhay. He is solid. He is constant, even under firm pressure. It is marked by a fruitful life. Not necessarily successful as the world defines successful, but he is able to fulfill the goals that God has designed and set for him and done God's way. Mga kapatid, let me encourage you today to maintain a pure and uncompromising walk. Delight yourself in God's word and you'll grow into a stable, reliable, spiritual tree. Walang shortcut sa spiritual growth. You need to work. Like physical growth, it occurs on a daily basis. Araw-araw ba binabasa ang Bible mo? Do you live it out? Do you obey God's word? Right? With the right kind of spiritual diet and climate, you can experience happiness many times over. Don't you want that? Oh, that we would desire nothing but be that blessed man and relish in the glories that come with that blessed life. That is the picture of a blessed man. And lovingly, I ask you again, is it a portrait of you? And we're not just talking about perfection here. We're talking about disposition, a bent, a conviction to not be friends with the world, the evil world system, because we understand na pagkaibigan mo ang mundo, kaaway ka ng Panginoong Diyos. It is to be heavenly minded. It is love and devotion to God's word and to live it out. Live out that conviction and to be fortified. That conviction to be fortified and strengthened by God's instructions. A beautiful portrait. But we're not done with the psalm yet. There is yet another portrait that this writer wants to show us. And this is the picture of the wicked man. Notice the emptiness of the wicked in verse 4 to 6. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let's do some observation. We see contrast. Don't miss the contrast, right? You see, there are many things that the Psalter discussed in verse 1 to 3. And then we see in verse 4 to 6 that phrase, not so, right? That is exactly how verse 4 begins, literally in the original language. Very emphatic po yun. Sa ating English na Bible, the wicked are not so. In the original language, it would read this way, not so the wicked. Emphatic negative assertion. It refers back to the three preceding verses that he discussed when he was painting for us a portrait of this blessed man, a godly believer. Yung godly believer is happy many times over, but the wicked is not so. The blessed man delights and meditates in the word, but not so the wicked. The godly man is like a tree, but not so the wicked. This righteous man is fruitful and prosperous, but not so the wicked. You see, this is what the Psalter is trying to show us. Instead, the psalmist is confined to one single term. One single term that portrays the life of the ungodly. Chaff. Ipa sa Tagalog. The paper-like skin of the grain seeds. Wheat, more often than not, which separates at the time of threshing. Di ba pag ano ba sa Tagalog yun? Na threshing. Di ba pag nag-thresh ka, right? Ihagis mo, yung may weight, babagsak, and that's what you would use. The chaff, so light, can easily be swayed and blown by the wind. Maalis. It's worthless. Walang substance. Hindi pwedeng itanim para magkaroon ng panibagong crop. Have you seen anyone planting chaff? Walang glory. It's completely worthless. If there are many glories to the blessed life, there's nothing but emptiness in the wicked life. In contrast to the firmly rooted fruit-bearing tree, chaff blows away during the winnowing process. Diba? Pag nag-thresh, the Hebrew word for blow means to drive asunder, to disseminate, to strike, to beat. It's empty. I'd like to share with you a kiddie Christian song that speaks of this truth. Life without Jesus is like a donut. Like a donut, like a donut. Life without Jesus is like a donut. There's a hole in the middle of your heart. That's from the Donut Repair Club. That sums up the life of the wicked. Empty. The life of the wicked is empty indeed. After comparing the lives of the godly and the wicked, and I love that the writer just used a single term, chaff. The psalmist now considers the fate of those who reject the Lord. Verse 5, we would notice, yes, they have empty lives, they have meaningless lives. They are also destined for judgment. Look at verse 5. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Therefore, what is that therefore? Therefore, on account of their inner worthlessness, on account of their instability, the wicked will not stand in the judgment. Now, yung word na stand dito is not the same word na stand sa verse 1. This particular Hebrew term means to stand erect, to arise, right? The idea in the mind of the psalmist is that the wicked is unable to stand upright before God, before God's judgment. Tapos yung parallel statement niya, kasunod, right? Nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. The one who has never come by faith to the Lord and trusted Him alone for his eternity, to have eternal life and a position of righteousness in God's eyes, he has no part among the assembly of believers. Wala siyang lugar, wala siyang puwang. Sa colloquial language, itchapwera siya sa assembly of believers. Make no mistake, friends. The wicked will face judgment. And they cannot stand erect. They cannot stand upright. When the judgment comes, they would be put to shame in the coming judgment. Again, let me remind you of yet another contrast. Yung clandestiny, di ba? There is a great difference between the godly and the ungodly. Sasabihin ng ilan, pero di ba pastor, marami namang hindi believers, hindi born again, right? Na moral ang kanilang buhay, who are living healthy, moral lives. Minsan pa nga, mas mabait pa nga sa mga believers eh. Minsan sacrificial pa eh. Minsan dedicated ang lives nila to do good works. How can anyone say that they won't be among the assembly of believers? Verse 6 answers that. Verse 6 answers that question. And why they would perish and face eternal and just judgment. Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Napansin nyo, si Lord who would do the judging. Because He is the one who sees the heart. He alone, hindi tao, ang kayang tumingin sa kaibuturan ng ating puso. Only God is capable of being just and fair. But doesn't the first part of this verse bring a question to your mind? Doesn't He know the way of the ungodly as well? Of course He knows the way of the ungodly. He certainly does. Kahit yung mga mababait na ungodly, yes. But the sixth verse is explaining why the ungodly will not be able to stand upright and would not arise under judgment. Why? Because you see that word no? Hindi alam lang. For the Lord loves, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, because the Lord is inclined and bound to the righteous by a special kind of love. Pero pastor, di ba God so loved the world? Let's define what kind of love we're talking about. Yes, God is a loving God. He has this beneficent love, His benevolent love that for a creator towards His creatures. But this kind of love is a special kind of love. This is a saving love. This is complacent love. Why would the wicked perish and the righteous not? Because the Lord loves in a special, saving, intimate kind of way the righteous and the wicked. He doesn't have that. The Lord is inclined and bound to the righteous by this special kind of love. The verse concludes with a severe reminder that the way of the unrighteous will perish. Di ba nakagulat yun? What a jolting climax to the psalm. Again, another vivid contrast, di ba? The righteous is loved in a special kind of way, a saving way. The Bible says that the Lord abhors the sinners. Instead of prospering, the ungodly will ultimately perish. They will perish. Again, friends, God doesn't demand perfection from believers. We all fail. Diba? We all fail big time, from time to time. Minsan nga every time. But grace abounds. Grace abounds. One indication that our faith is genuine is a sincere desire to obey. Hindi perfection. Are you this blessed man who is not perfect, but by God's grace walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands, nor sits in the seat of scoffers? He delights in pleasing God by obeying His word. Is this you? Or are you the other person? Ang central lesson ng Psalm chapter 1 is this. There is not the slightest similarity between the spiritually accelerating life, the life of the blessed, the life of the righteous, and the slowly eroding downward spiral life of the wicked. Isipin niyo mga kapatid, the godly, happiness many times over. The ungodly, not so. The godly, uncompromised purity. The ungodly, driven by the wind. The godly has a guide, the word of God. The ungodly, he has no guide. The godly is like a tree, a stable, strong tree. The ungodly, parang ipa, like a chaff. The godly stands erect before God. The ungodly, unable to stand. The godly, special object of God's care. The ungodly, he has no right to stand among the righteous assembly. The godly, destiny, secure, safe, and he will be prosperous. The ungodly, he will perish. Who are you? There are only two ways, two people. Are you the godly? The blessed man, enjoying the glories coming from God, or are you the wicked man? In closing, let me read you Psalm 1 again. But this time around, let me read you a paraphrase. Oh, the happiness many times over of the man who does not temporarily or even casually imitate the plan of life of those living in the activity of sinful confusion, nor comes and takes his stand in the midst of those who miss the mark spiritually, nor settles down and dwells in the habitation of the blasphemous crowd. But in contrast to that kind of lifestyle, in God's word he takes great pleasure, thinking upon it, pondering it every waking moment, day or night. The result? He will become tree-like, firm, fruitful, unwithered, and fulfilling. Fulfilling the goals in life that God has designed for him. Not so the ungodly. They are like worthless husks beaten about and battered by the winds of life, drifting and roaming without purpose. Therefore, on account of their inner worthlessness, without the Lord, the ungodly are not able to stand erect on the day of judgment, nor do they possess any right to be numbered among the assembly of those declared righteous by God, because the Lord is inclined toward and bound to his righteous ones by a special, intimate kind of love. Love and care. But the way of the one without the Lord will lead only to eternal ruin. Striking contrast between the blessed and the wicked. I pray that those who have ears have truly heard the Lord and would heed the call to be like this blessed man with his amazing grace. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us. Thank you for preaching to our hearts. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, for the many times that we have been found to be flirting with the world, to be laughing with them, to be enjoying what their enjoyments are in the guise of just wanting to ease up a bit. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, for these justifications. May we understand, Lord, the happiness many times over that the world cannot give, that cannot be found in the world. May we be glad, Lord, with a gladness that can only be found in and from you. We pray, O God, that you would speak to hearts right now. If there are those who have not surrendered their lives to you, may they be convicted, Lord, that you have this special kind of love to those who are righteous and blessed. But to the wicked, their fun ends here on earth, and they cannot stand before your judgment. Oh, I pray that you would give them faith. Oh, I pray that you would give them repentance. I pray, O God, that you would save them. Dear one, cry out to him. Cry out to him. Surrender to him. Beseech him to make you one of the blessed, one of the righteous. On our own, we cannot be righteous. We need someone else's righteousness. On our own, we cannot be blessed. We cannot be happy. We need someone to make us whole, to give us that gladness. I pray that those of us, Lord, who have believed in you already, may we be firmer, stronger in our conviction, Lord, to say no to the world. Say no to the world and live for you. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for convicting us. Thank you for the comfort that we found in your word. We love you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you and God bless.